SBS Radio.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Coming up for you now, my yarn with Charles Darwin University law student Jared O'Neill. And did you know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lawyers make up only 2% of lawyers out of the 533 lawyers who practice law in the Northern Territory? Charles Darwin University is wanting to encourage more people into studying law in the NT. So I caught up for a yarn with Jared O'Neill from Darwin to find out more about his law course and his study journey and what it's been like for him. You are expected to graduate in semester two this year, Jared. What has the journey been like for you so far in terms of you studying law at Charles Darwin University?
It's been a long one. It's been almost like climbing a mountain. Like, at the beginning, like, I wouldn't have considered myself much of an academic. I hadn't taken school probably as seriously. So then going into university, it was, like, completely different. I didn't know how to manage my time and that back then, which sort of resulted in poor results in my first semester. But with the help of mentors I'd made at work with AGD and other places like Ballada, and they sort of steered me in the right direction, showed me how to manage my time properly, and just put my all into this degree.
And tell me, what was it about law that attracted you to it in the first place?
Many things. I just heard a lot of things in, like, the news and that about, you know, the over-incarceration of Aboriginal people. Me being an Aboriginal man, like, I've had, I hear about our family and that coming into contact with the criminal justice system. Just think, need to help some way. And this has just been a good stepping stone for that.
And what area of law are you interested in?
So I'd like to start with commercial litigation and eventually move into crime. During my course, I've been doing work with the Attorney General's Department, which has been great. I've gotten like a bit of a taste of everything there, including commercial, which has also opened up pathways to these other internships as well.
And let's talk about the journey of you studying law. I'm wondering, were there any particular challenges that you faced along the way?
My first semester, actually I had barely any money. I had a sort of, it was like a casual sort of job at Kingpin, and I was only getting, I wasn't getting a lot of money, wasn't getting a lot of hours, so I couldn't actually afford the books and that. So I looked into the scholarships and just applied for everything. I was almost not going to apply for the one with AGD because I didn't think I'd be eligible or likely to consider me, not having any experience in an office or corporate environment before. So stressing about like the academic side of it, but also the financial side. But then, all of a sudden, I got a scholarship with AGD. I got a scholarship with the Indigenous Commonwealth Scholarship. And, sort of just, like, set me up for that. Able to get my books and that. And the thing is, I just couldn't focus back then. Like, just managing my time and that. Like with the help and support of tutors and my peers and family, sort of changed that. I've prioritised my uni work now and everything else has sort of come second.
And I understand you want other young Indigenous people to know that having a career in law is actually possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's it. Like seeing other Indigenous people succeeding is just, it's inspiring. That's helped me. I knew people through work and that, and just knowing that if they can do it, I can do it too. So, I sort of just pressed down on that. I've been going to, I'm not sure if you've heard of Clontarf Academy. Yeah. Anyway, I was a part of it during school, and I go there and talk to some of the boys in year 11 and 12 about, like, careers and that. Just hoping to inspire some more of my mob.
And how do you think that we can encourage more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to study law?
Just keep having the support, but I think you need to get them early. Like, back when I was in school in Clontarf, I had a law firm, Naja. They came and visited us, and they were showing us, pathways into law and what they do in that. And I think, we really need to knuckle down on that. Get more law firms and that involved with these kids early on and show them the way into a university degree. Don't know. Like, at least I had my brother, he'd gone to uni before, whereas others, they just might not know. And then, you know, even offering some, work placements with these kids, just give them a taste of what, a legal environment is. Because, there'd be a lot of other kids like me, but, they haven't had that experience with, Naja coming in and showing me what they do. Yeah, to see if they'll have a passion in it, but they don't know.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.